Long time no see. What I'm about to read are some thoughts that I posted to an Instagram story about the state of Etsy and its allowance of AI-generated prompt art. So if you want to hear my opinions and thoughts about that, stick around. I've been sticking with Etsy through all of the fee increases, all of the drop shipping, all of the hate that it gets for what it has become, but this... ugh. The regular sales that I get from Etsy have been helping me pay my bills since 2022. The search engine is the real asset here because many people still turn to Etsy when searching for unique items. If they, you know, cherry pick amongst dropshippers and the art thieves, but I digress. Etsy is going somewhere that I can no longer follow. I pushed to follow it this long. AI art has just become an infestation. No one should be using it as a final product. As the tool that it was originally created to be, AI-generated prompts should be referential only. So many people cannot tell the difference between handmade, human art, and generated prompts, even if something is labeled as AI. Although no one reads anymore, believe me, I write Etsy listing descriptions. No one reads them. AI-generated prompts are becoming too good and can imitate an artist's personal style. I have identified AI art at my day job, and I see it online where people I know are believing that these images are real when they were made by a computer and are fully out of their original context, which, again, was intended to be a reference tool. And it makes no sense to me why Etsy does not allow fan works to be sold on its site, but AI, an IP infringement machine, and mindless art thief is allowed. Now, I know that the use of AI cannot be stopped, and I will have to endure its users degrading and watering down the work of my community of artists and friends, but I'm going to do what I can to stifle its visibility and use. I'm going to work on getting a separate shop built, maybe through my website, which also needs work, but if anyone likes something, anything other than Squarespace, I'd love to hear about it. Unfortunately, this will undoubtedly drop my sales drastically, so I have to prepare myself for that. Also, if you use AI to make art, which you then post online or sell as your own, unfollow me. I only want to support artists who have worked to build their skills, who are new and exploring their creative abilities with their hands and unique perspectives, people who are vulnerable by putting their heart into something that they show to the world. All this being said, if you're looking for handmade items on Etsy, start learning to identify AI visual prompts, or send links to your artist friends who can help you decipher it if it was generated or handmade. Also, definitely check descriptions to see if it is labeled as AI, but some people won't use the label and they'll get away with it. So just think before you buy. That was really all that I had to say. I appreciate you listening for so long, but, you know, support human artists. Just keep your eyes peeled and, you know, maybe tell your grandma who keeps reposting those photo set pictures of Jesus made out of corn that it's not real. Please just tell her. Let her know. Okay, bye. Stay hydrated. Drink water. I appreciate you. Thank you.